Have you ever observed that his ears are pierced for earrings?
Yes, sir. He told me that a gypsy had done it for him when he was a lad.
Hmm, said Holmes, sinking back in deep thought. He is still with you?
Oh, yes, sir. I have only just left him.
And has your business been attended to in your absence?
Nothing to complain of, sir. There's never very much to do of a morning.
That will do, Mr. Wilson. I shall be happy to give you an opinion upon the subject in the course of a day or two. Today is Saturday, and I hope that by Monday we may come to a conclusion.
Have you ever observed that his ears are pierced for earrings? Yes, sir. He told me that a gypsy had done it for him when he was a lad. Hmm, said Holmes, sinking back in deep thought. He is still with you? Oh, yes, sir. I have only just left him. And has your business been attended to in your absence? Nothing to complain of, sir. There's never very much to do of a morning. That will do, Mr. Wilson. I shall be happy to give you an opinion upon the subject in the course of a day or two. Today is Saturday, and I hope that by Monday we may come to a conclusion.
Have you ever observed that his ears are pierced for earrings?
Yes, sir. He told me that a gypsy had done it for him when he was a lad.
Hmm, said Holmes, sinking back in deep thought. He is still with you?
Oh, yes, sir. I have only just left him.
And has your business been attended to in your absence?
Nothing to complain of, sir. There's never very much to do of a morning.
That will do, Mr. Wilson. I shall be happy to give you an opinion upon the subject in the course of a day or two. Today is Saturday, and I hope that by Monday we may come to a conclusion.
Have you ever observed that his ears are pierced for earrings?
Yes, sir. He told me that a gypsy had done it for him when he was a lad.
Hmm, said Holmes, sinking back in deep thought. He is still with you?
Oh, yes, sir. I have only just left him.
And has your business been attended to in your absence?
Nothing to complain of, sir. There's never very much to do of a morning.
That will do, Mr. Wilson. I shall be happy to give you an opinion upon the subject in the course of a day or two. Today is Saturday, and I hope that by Monday we may come to a conclusion.
Have you ever observed that his ears are pierced for earrings?
Yes, sir. He told me that a gypsy had done it for him when he was a lad.
Hmm, said Holmes, sinking back in deep thought. He is still with you?
Oh, yes, sir. I have only just left him.
And has your business been attended to in your absence?
Nothing to complain of, sir. There's never very much to do of a morning.
That will do, Mr. Wilson. I shall be happy to give you an opinion upon the subject in the course of a day or two. Today is Saturday, and I hope that by Monday we may come to a conclusion.